I didn't expect my pictures up there. I don't know who chose this picture. Anyways, thank you guys. Thank you, Christy, for asking me to share my testimony today. By the way, it's supposed to be testimony, not sermon. There you go. This is my slide, okay? This is what they prepare for me. Then this is my slide. Happy Sabbath once again. How are you? Are you happy in the house of God? Say amen. I'm so glad that we make it here today. Unfortunately, one of my students passed the flu to me because I'm helping with the summer school right here. So they had this water balloon fight things every Wednesday. And then, yes, the teachers, the students, we slowly getting sick. So I really hope that you'll be able to hear me. as we all know that this quarter, yeah, we follow the theme of the fruit of Holy Spirit. And so, if I'm not mistaken, the last 2 weeks, we had faithfulness, and we also had self-control. Is it? Oh, long-suffering, sorry. And, okay, my question. Who remember, what did we talk about last Sabbath? What was the topic that we discussed, we studied together last Sabbath? Yes? Thankfulness. Thank you. Yes, we talk about thankfulness. as you can see, this Sabbath, it's not a sermon, okay? Let me correct that. I just want to share my testimony about joy in serving the Lord. I shall start. My name is Anna. I'm from Vietnam. Yeah, just newly come here last month. The end of May. I graduated. Hang on, before I go there. This testimony, it's about two stories run at the same time. So it's the two storylines, yeah? So I hope that you be able to follow me. So let me start with my high school. Unfortunately, I cannot get some of the pictures because I didn't have internet at home. After my high school, I mean, this whole time I've been always dreaming to be a celebrity, you know, like be a singer and actress, and all this performing arts. And I told my parents, I said that I'm not good at chemistry, I'm not good at math, I'm not good at history, none of English or other things. And in Vietnam, when you go to college, you have to take like Department A. It's all about science thing. Department B, it's about biology, chemistry. And then Department C, it's about English, history, geography, yeah? And so I was like, I look at the ABC, it's like, Dad, Mom, I cannot. I think that I will fail my college, you know. So this is called entrance test, right? Yeah. And so it's like, I don't want to apply. And then my dad said, no, but you have to, you know, at least just try. And he's like, I just keep quiet. I look on the internet and all that. And it's like, no, this is out of hands. Like, I cannot. And so I quietly sign up for an performance art school. And in Vietnam, we have only two universities of performing arts, one up north and one in the south. And so I saw the list of the the students that applies. It's about 1,600. And it's like, but it's okay. It just have fun, you know? And so I didn't pray about it. I just say, you know what? I think that God gave me this talent of singing, acting. I can dance. I can do this, do that. So I think being celebrities is matched with me, you know? And When I'm rich, I can help the church. I can, you know, support in financial and all that. My dad is a pastor, by the way. So in church, what we like of this and that, he always have to ask for money or always pray for the Lord's provide. So I say, you know what? I'm gonna be rich and you don't have to ask anyone else. Your daughter will be your great supporter, great donor. Then I say, my grandfather heard about this. And then he's like, this is my last word for you. And before I die, please do not choose this path of being a celebrity. And I was like, oh no, why, Grandpa? Don't do this to me, you know? Anyways, I was very stubborn. And so let's cut all the fat. So I went to the school alone by myself. And we went to 3 days of, they call, audition? Not orientation. Like a test, like, yeah. So the first day we had with some skills of acting skills, you know, they would just tell you, okay, cry. And after that, it's like, okay, now you're happy. Now you're acting like you're a rich person. Or now you're acting like a poor person. In just like 30 seconds like that. So you have to switch your mood. And then, so after 3 days, none of my family members actually came and support because they allow people to come in. But I went there alone myself. And they have no idea about this thing. They just know that, okay, I apply in that school and that's it. So after 1 week, the results came back. And I was... And at the top 10 out of 1,600 people, I was the sixth on the list, and I was like, what? So I know in Vietnam they pay for it. You know, some rich kids, they can pay for it, and then the teacher would just let them in, or they had training, but. Me, I just go as myself. And then I say, you see? See, this is me. This is what I believe that I'm going to the right track. And then my parents like, oh no. But I had a lot of sermons. I think that month I had different sermons from my dad, my mom, my grandpa, my aunts, my uncles. And then I just say, Lord, what should I do now? You gave me all these talents and then I cannot use it. So, you know, like it was 15, 16. And then the SAUM, it called Southern Asia Union Mission. So back in Vietnam, Singapore, they gave us a scholarship, 75%, to go to APIU, Asia Pacific International University. By the way, I have one of my friends right here, Zanu. Say hi. Yeah, he's from Thailand. We studied together in the same school in APIU, Thailand. Then he left us to come here last year. He graduated last 2 weeks, yeah. I'm glad that you'll be here. and so... I was like, oh, go to Thailand? So I look up on Google, and then I was like, oh no, that's just like rural area. It's, you know how Adventist school, right? They're not in like in the city. Most of the school, they take the whole mountains or the hills, and then they build school there, dormitory there, cafeteria there, literally your life there. And I was like, yeah, beautiful. But, and I was born in the city, but grown up in the countryside, Kanta, which is now a city, but back then is, it's a rural kind of. So I always wish to come back to the city, you know, have fun and all that. So now I was like, really, like, I'm going to go here. Then my parents said, yeah, the scholarship will cover up 75%. And so our family can afford 25%. So help us as a family, because, you know, as a pastor, we don't earn a lot. And so, you know what? You pray about it. You go. You know when your dad tell you, but like order you? Like, this seems like asking you for opinion, but like, no, you go. You know? So it's like, you know what? You pray about it. You see how God tell you, but you go. And so, so basically no choice. So I went there with an attitude of, okay, I'm going to stuck here, you know. So I started with ESL, English as second language. Back then, people talking, it just like, ah, yes, no, don't know, I don't understand. That's all I can say. And it's a little bit like hard in the beginning when you have to adapt and adjust with the environment when people only speak either Thai or English. And the rest of their language, of course, we have no idea. So I ended up studying ESL for 6 months. And here, this is what happened. I work in the cafeteria because I'm as a sponsor student, we have to work. So I work in the cafeteria and I met a friend. And he usually is a very like friendly guy. But then there was a time that he skipped work. And then there was one time I met him in school, in class, because we were classmates. And then he always like looked very sad. And then he started cutting himself in class. So back then, he spoke Thai, Khmer, I don't know, like their language. Our English is very like, you know, limited. And so, but I try. So I send him letter. I say, hey, how are you? He rejected me. So, but I keep on doing, but I sense something that is something's wrong. I feel like the devil is around, you know, when you sit next to someone and I was just like, okay, this is something's wrong. He's cutting himself. He didn't stay focused in class. He skipped work. And I met this guy. His name is Sunday. Don't tell anyone. his name is Sunday. And I start get to know him slowly, and I found out that he broke up with his girlfriend a few days ago. Not a few days, like back then, 5-6 years ago. Yeah. So he broke up with his girlfriend, and he said he wanted to suicide. He wanted to commit suicide. He's like, my life, that's it. This is the end of my life. And so he said, there's no meaning to live anymore. He was with this girl for 2 years, and now, you know, everything's gone. And you know how love is, right? You invest your time, your money, your energy, everything, and now that's it. And so he wanted to kill himself. And then I was like, oh no, Lord, what should I do? So we just pray in class together, whether he understand or not, whether I speak right English or not, I don't care. I just say, I care for you. Be happy. I still remember every day I just draw like a happy face and then just say, be happy, be positive. I look up on Google's on some Thai translation. And then, make the story short, that night, we get to know each other quite close. And that night he sent me a message. He said that, I'm sorry, Anna. I know you have tried your best. And thank you for being a good friend, but I just can't. Just please tell my families that I love them so much. So that time, also a pastor that very close to him, and then he sent him a message similar like that. I was so freaked out because it's about like 11:30 p.m. So dormitory closed, curfew. And then I call his roommate, and then I ask, is he in the dorm? And it's like, no, he's not. And so I was so scared. The pastors called me right away, and we call all the deans, and it's make like a whole drama thing. So they went to Mook Lek, which is the tower right there, and one of the person called us and said that he's in one of the bar, and his let the water come out, you know, and then he want to kill himself with electricity, like in the bathroom. So it was so close. So anyways, we brought him back. It took him to the psychiatric, psychologist? Yeah, that word. Okay. And after that, okay, he's getting better. And then he sent me a message. He's like, Anna, I'm so hopeless, you know, like I'm so useless. I cannot do anything. I don't have talents and I have nothing. And I feel of there's no point for me to tell God to this guy when he's like zero. Not know nothing about God back then. And so I pray. Then he's like, you know what? I have story. Very fun story. So I told him about the story in the Bible. So every day I tell him different Bible story. And then I gave him a Bible in Thai. And after that, I was like, I don't know, what should I help this guy, you know? Because people starting, like, have a rumors of we are dating, or Anna is knowing this guy just broke up and then she found her chance and then she chum in. And then a lot of, you know, people don't really know what's happening. And then that's what they started saying. I was very discouraged, and I told my dad, oh yeah, this is what happened, and what should I do? Then my dad said, you know what? Find his interest. Try to figure out what his interest, his talents, and then from that, you know, start telling the gospel. And just don't care about what people say. You know, you cannot please everyone anyway. So just only you and the Lord know. And I know, my dad said, and make sure you tell me everything. And so I was like, yeah, he's a very great advisor. And so I know that this guy is very talented in music. He can play piano, guitar, drums, trumpets, all the flute, right? Even violin. And so I start looking up how to share the gospel through music. So while I'm looking to that, find all a lot of Bible verses, and then this is what I found. So this is the time that I wanted to give up on helping this guy. And it's like, anyway, he stopped cutting himself. He didn't kill himself yet. So, and then my dad shared me this. It's in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him, as you have helped his people and continue to help him. And I was like, yes, my God is a fair God, you know? And even though people say funny things, but I would just keep on going to help this guy, at least. And so I shared him about a lot of Bible verses about music and tell him, oh, why don't you join us in this Vesper? And you play, yeah? And then we would have like song service. It's like, no, but people would laugh at me and all that. So I brought him out of his comfort zone. And then he joined us with the Thai service, the international Sabbath Vesper. Then I started telling him, you know what? This is the talents that God gave you. So, yeah, why don't you join us just for the youth part? And, yeah, just go and join us. So he started playing for us. And that's when I start realizing myself that, oh, I also have these talents of singing, of all that. And then it's like, why don't I also use it to serve the Lord instead of going on TV and then, you know, singing and serving others, like out there. So while I'm meeting this Sunday guy and helping him, and I start helping myself at the same time. So we join university life and we start fighting major. So this is the tough part right here. So I wanted to quit school. I tell my dad, okay, I just come here for English. That's it. I go back, I join my performance art at school. Then my dad's like, no, you know what? You pray about it. It's like, but in AA, you have very limited departments. We have only like 5 or 6. And it's like, I don't like none of, I don't like any of them. And I want to be a nurse, but they have Thai program, don't have international. So what's the point? So my mom said, why don't you go for education and psychology? Because my mom was a teacher before. And so it's like, maybe you have these genes, you know, genetic pass on. So he tried to explain to me like, yeah, and your dad preach. So it's very like, need a lot of psychology things. And when you preach, you know, same thing you teach. So I was like, And then my parents like, yeah, why don't you try? Because you talk a lot. So teacher, it's a good job for you because like, yeah, you just go and talk to your kids, be their stars. You know, you go to class, like kindergarten, you teach them how to sing, give them how to dance, drama clubs, you know, do all that. And then they will look up to you like a celebrity. I was like, okay, why not? So I try. Well, I found joy in teaching while I start reaching out to talk to kids. I was like, yo, need a lot of patience. I was like, should I have kids later on, you know? It's like, it's running here and there. While I start studying, like learning, I found that, wow, like it's not bad. I mean, I'm okay with it still. Deep down, it's like, but I want to be up there, joining this that industry of being celebrity. And so, you know, in Vietnam, is very difficult to share the gospel to people. Because when you go say about God, people say you're crazy. They throw stone at you. They throw tomato at you, a sleeper at you, flip-flop at you. Yeah, that's what happened. And so I'm very scared, like, to tell people in my country about gospel. And I feel like I'm ashamed of telling people I'm Christian, you know, and at home. And it's like, what kind of PKs are you, Anna, as pastor's kids? It's like, why am I have to be afraid of it? So Thailand has changed me a lot. And through this reaching out people, and then it's like, I think it's easier to tell gospel to the kids because they won't throw things at me, and they would like, they would just be very, you know, happy to listen, you know, kids, right? Whatever you say, they would just follow. So it's like, good. Then I was like, okay, I think that's fine for me. And my mom always said, when you teach the little kids, it's like how you plant the seed and then you nurture it. And when they grow up, they will never forget what they learned when they were young. And you never know. One day when God, Jesus come, they will harvest, and then you will never know. You'll be their superstar. And I was like, okay. So the SDA environment has changed me a lot because at home, in Vietnam, we don't have SDA institution. None. No Adventist school, no Adventist hospital. And so I'm used to with these secular things of hanging out with friends, you know. So when I go to AIU, people started praying with each other. Let's pray together. I was like, oh, goosebump. I was like, whoa, I feel this Holy Spirit come in, you know, because I've never had it before. So whenever we go, we pray. And I don't have to worry of hanging out and then always have to remind them, I don't eat pork, yeah? No seafood, no this, no that, no that. And then, but hanging out with these people in AIU, it's like a family. So that's why I found friends for life. And then back to the story of Sunday. As I said, it's two story going the same way. So he, at the same time, he's getting better. And he starting his own ministry in the Thai church. And he also play for the church. He start, we have Brand Sabbath school every Saturday afternoon. We go reach out. And so he also joined the Thai section of going tell Thai kids about Jesus, tell stories about, tell them about the Bible. So we join choir. And we went to different mission trips, and that's how I feel like I need to learn how to contend about myself, because the certain kids, they don't have enough money to go to school, and they're very poor, and I was like, God has given me so many things, and I should have give back freely, you know? And so I start learning how to contend about myself, not complain so much of being a celebrity, whatnot. By the way, right now, two of my friends, we studied together in high school. We get the same competition in the school, and they're now famous. They're now, you can look up them on Google. So they're very famous now. So every time I went back home, when I hang out, we always have to be with mask on, you know, or like have to be like, oh, hang out with celebrity is so tired of, oh, don't take me a picture or something like that. So that's what my friends right now. That temptation is really real. Every single time I think, that should be me, you know? But after 5 years in Thailand, I start realize the real meaning of my life. What's the purpose of me on this earth, you know? And I start, I cannot stop giving thanks to the Lord that He chose the career for me. And personally, I believe in life we have these three difficult decisions. First is choosing your religions, what you believe in. Second is choosing the career path, what you want to be in life, what you want to do in life. What should I study, you know? And the third one is family. Who's going to be my partner? Who going to share this family with me, build a strong family that toward heaven? And so I'm at that stage of a career, and I said, God, like Jonah, I don't want to go there, you know? But God bring me back through my parents. I'm so thankful for that. And I start realize, I started to realize that teaching has its own powerful, and to share the gospel to the kids, and also to get closer to the Lord, because you cannot teach without yourself have to learn it first. It's the same way as Christian. You can't tell people that I'm a Christian, but your life, you don't have God, you don't have Christ in your heart, you don't show it to your daily life, you know? So this is the same way with teaching. I can't tell the kids about multiplication when I don't even know how to multiply, you know? So, get back to the story of we joined the mission trip. That's how I found music as one of the good way to share the gospel. Since me, I'm a little bit like, I don't want to give sermon a lot. Like, I don't want to talk a lot because I tend to go here and there and I forgot my point. So I have my papers right here. And so that's why I feel like, I think this is how God's going to use me. We join choir. We receive a lot of blessings. We also share blessing to others. And this is when I found real joy in touching people's heart through the music. Because there's certain things you can't just only say. Just one touch when people sad, you don't have to talk a lot like me. You just sit next to them. Just listen to their cry. Sometimes just cry with them. That is like enough. And so it's like, wow, I want to sing for people. Instead of me, I used to think of using my talents to earn money and use that money to support the church, then why not like use my talents to serve God and people? And so right now we both graduated, me and the guy. And Sunday right now he has his own singing ministry, and starting back there in Thailand. And myself, we also I don't start it, but I join a singing ministry. We travel around the world. We sing for people. And I found out that the... Okay, wait, hang on. Oh, I forgot this. This Bible verse also helped me to think so much about my life. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge. Yeah, in flesh, rather serve one another humbly in love. I know nowadays this world, we encourage us to be, just be who you are. Be yourself, you know. I have a freedom of choice. Let me choose whatever I want. But I think as a Christian, we have our own principle. We have certain value that we need to follow up. And I'm back then, it's like, let me follow what I like. So I can just take this one and said, I can be free and choosing my own career. I don't have to listen to my parents. I don't have to listen to my grandpa, you know. So, but this always reminded me that, but how can I use it to serve others humbly in love? As I freely receive, then I freely give. In my life, God has been sending different people in my life. They always give me clothes, they give me material things, they give me love, they give me knowledge freely. And that's what I also want to share them back freely to those that who need it. And yeah, in Psalms, we will know a lot of like praising verses in Psalm. So here's my favorite. Sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. Last week we talked about thankfulness, and that's what I always remind myself to have the heart of being thankful, you know. As I sing, I always want to be that one part, the lepers that come back to the Lord. What did he say? Do anyone remember? Not just that. That's one word that the Bible described clearly twice. Shout. Remember that? Yeah. So when they come to the Lord, they shout out his name and, oh Lord, please heal me. It's like desperately needs help. And then when he was healed, he come back and the same attitude. He shout with joyful heart, with a thankful heart. So I like, because when I talk, I shout. My mom's like, oh no, soft, soft, like too loud. And when I'm out of the house, I can stay away the house for 5 years. And they always text me like, oh, I miss your voice. Like, the house now is so quiet, you know. But every break that I come back home, it's like, Anna, you should slow down your volume. It's too loud. Anyways, so I like to sing loud because that's how I be able to not show off my voice, of course. That's how I really, like, feel joy when I sing, you know. And I am so thankful. I know that I'm weak of telling people about God, which is I'm fixing myself. But at least through this guy's Sunday, that helped me to learn a lot about, you know, reaching out. And as I talk about joy, it's bounced back to you. The reason why I tell two stories at the same time, because without me helping the guys, I cannot get the same joys. Like how you play badminton or tennis, you cannot play alone. You have to play in two person. Once you give, then you receive. And I'm so thankful when sometimes he was like, always give me credits. Like, oh, thank you, Anna, for doing this. And I was like, no. You know how a human being, we tend to be like so proud of ourselves. Like, yeah, thanks to me. This way you're now. You're not die yet, you know. But you start getting credits on your own. But AAU and the gospel and the people right there teach me so much that, Anna, you are nothing without God. And without the people around that as they teach me throughout my journey, I start seeing that our God is so powerful, and we are just humble servants. He's just God's worker, you know, to help him to plant the seed, to take care of the seed, to basically, we don't own credit on our own. And sometimes I always tell my parents, like, why we have to do this thing when they don't pay anything for you? You know, like how in the state, everything have to be fair, right? Like, you help me, I help you back. Or everything has to be like, oh, no owning anything. So my dad's always give free things. And it's like, but then they don't have this thankful attitude. Like, they don't even go to church. After you help him, there's like, oh, and then they just leave the church. Why do you have to keep on helping him? My parents always said that, but you know what? Once you help that person, someone else will help you. And so that's what I see of sometimes as Christian, we be lowland. What's in English again? Like, we lose a lot, right? We have to sacrifice a lot, and we don't earn anything back. But that's a selfless life that God wants us to live. So I found later on, I found this life cannot be separated into the religious and secular. Therefore, while we remain on this earth, waiting our Lord's return, we must integrate Christian principle into every facet of our life. And I know that I cannot run away from this me, old me, of wanting, you know, to be celebrity, but I know I will use the same talents to serve God and his people. And whatever we do with kind and love. So, excuse me, the world will know who we are, and the world will know we are Christian by our love for one another. And as we get closer to Christ, we receive his love endlessly. We also should give to others unlimitedly. Is that even the word? Sorry. So be very careful about your life, because your life may be the only Bible in someone's life that they have witnessed, or they have seen, or they have read. And that's why I always tell my dad that, yeah, you share a lot of sermon, but don't forget to be a sermon as well. And I know I am very talkative, but that's one of my weaknesses. So, but I told myself that, how can I use both my strength and weaknesses to serve you? Sometimes we always focus on one side, right? Just use your talents, your strength. But I'm telling you that even your weaknesses is also show that our God is a powerful God. And use your weakness to, you know, do something benefit to others, helps others. Okay. And the real joy, it's when you give to others. And when you see others' success, that's the joy that I have. And I'm so thankful that God chose the career for me. And also, he teach me the lesson of life that the world out there, you know, needs our help. So don't compromise. Don't compromise too much. This whole time, did I just read this one? No? I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. So, music ministry is what I'm into. Teaching is what I'm passionate about. So what about yours? What is your talent? So, I want to leave you a few questions for you to think about today. I know some of you already like successful, already know what you do, but are you really happy? You know, are you really happy? And as I close, I just want, out of all this bunch of words I said, I just want to hope that you remember this. Three main things is use your talents to serve the Lord and His people. And I believe that in all departments, all jobs that you do, that's a chance that you always can share the love of God to others by you showing it through your life, you know. So not just only Sabbath, we come here, we dress up decently, and then after Sabbath, you be like, yay, weekday, and then you become the people out there. So don't just be holy on Sabbath. That's what people usually say. But keep it up throughout the week. Show others about God's love. God's plan is perfect. Amen? It's very uncomfortable from the beginning for me because we don't like changes, right? We like to be in our comfort zone. That's something that we used to. But there are certain changes that bring us to everlasting joy. There's something that right now we don't understand, but later on, only God start to reveal us. And yes, Anna, this is the path for you. And so surrender yourself to the Lord. And lastly, ask for His strength and you can do all things. So I know that without God, without supports of my family and others, I won't be able to touch others' life. I won't be able to help this guy Sunday right here. And I know I won't be able to be a person right now standing here in front of you. And so that's only God's strength. And there's some things we thought is so impossible, but everything is possible to the Lord. I'm going to share to you a song. It's a part of my testimony. So, as I sing with my sick voice, I hope that the lyrics will somehow touch your heart. And, okay. Thank you, Samuel. And ask yourself, what can I do to the Lord today? What talents that I have, and how can I be able to use that talent to reach out to others? Hang on, sorry.
His His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that He holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins when else comes to an end. He hears a humble cries and bruise again. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He will carry us when we can't carry on. Great is His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect.
May the Lord continue to bless each and every one of you. Shine for Jesus, as we are the candles shining light, bringing out God's glory to others. Don't put it in the box, because how can it be able to shine, right? So wherever you are planted, shine for Jesus. Do your best, have a thankful heart, and once you follow God's way, when you have this personal relationship, good personal relationship to the Lord, that's when you will find real joy that this earth cannot, never, can never give you. That might be just the fun or the joy for a short time, but heaven, it's our home. And whatever it's here, it soon will be gone. So if you have to sacrifice your own dreams that not according to the Lord, if you have to give up on your own self, the old me and I and myself, to take the path to follow Jesus, because we know that when Jesus comes, we're going to get together and stay in heaven, then it's worth it. So I know that once you accept Jesus as your Savior, that's the period of time that Satan's going to attack you the most. So don't give up on Jesus. I know sometimes our church have this certain argument of food and cooking and some things that make us don't really want to go to church because I don't want to see that person. Or maybe, oh, the pastor today say something so strong and I don't want to come to this church anymore. Or a lot of things going on that make you disappointed about life. But cling on to the truth that Jesus Christ is the only person who can love you, can sacrifice His life on the cross and give you everlasting joy. Shall we pray together? Dear Father God, happy Sabbath, Lord. Thank you so much for everything you have done for us. And thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that we can gather here. We can gather together here in the house of the Lord to worship you, to sing praises to you, and to build up the relationship between one another. Lord, help us to surrender our lives to you, and we trust that you always have a perfect plans in our lives. And Lord, help us to open our ears, our eyes, our heart to accept you and accept your wills. And as we are going to dismiss, Lord, be with each and every one of us as we go out there, reach out more people, we save soul, and we can reflect your love through our lives. Help us to always keep the commandments and your law in our lives, so that we can truly say ourselves that we are Christian. And we're waiting for your second coming. Lord, please help us to do our part as we're waiting. And please bless these people right here today and forever. Please forgive our sins as we committed wrong things toward you each day. And help us to give us new heart. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let's stand for our closing prayer, our closing song. This song is called I Surrender All. And you know, God wants to give us joy that surpasses all understanding, but we have to surrender all to Him for Him to give us and fill us.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him.
Let's pray.